You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora everyone, I'm here with the curators of the Air Festival. Kia ora guys!
Hey.
Hey!
Hello!
Hi! Wagwan.
Hey! So we have Paris Kirby, Bronson Price, and of course Claire Barnett, who's made it all the way over here from New York, which is very impressive. She's been coordinating with Paris and Bronson with the music and art side of things. So they've been here on the ground, and now you've finally come together. How does it feel to not be talking to each other via email and that type of thing?
Good.
Yeah, it feels like way more transparent and it's
nice.
Cool.
Yeah. So, what can you tell me about this Music and Arts Festival?
So, EAR Festival is a socially conscious collective of contemporary New Zealand artists coming together in the public space that is the cloud and sort of transforming it for the day.
Awesome. And have you got anything that you're looking forward to in the festival that you'd like to talk about?
You guys want to talk about anything?
Yeah, like who you've got on board?
I think the cloud is going to be completely transformed into a space unlike anyone has seen before.
Awesome.
And I'm looking forward to seeing like the installations and the music together. Like it'll be kind of like a cool balance.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of have like a bit of a journey through like natural environments mixed in with immersive installations. There's lots of like workshops and things you can touch and engage with, as well as like socially and politically conscious works of art. And then just like really beautifully aesthetic pieces that hopefully will take you on kind of like a spiritual journey, mixed in with some amazing musicians that I'm so excited to see all interact together.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. And the word EAR is very significant to you in terms of how you found it, because it can be translated in many different languages to mean the same thing. Could you talk to me a bit more about that?
So when like coming up with the name of the festival, it was really important for me as a curator to step outside of the English language and like move past that, just to kind of honor how the English language has been used in colonization around the world. So it was really important to come up with a word that could be translated among many different languages. And so this word I actually found first from a Hawaiian anthropologist, whose name escapes me right now, but I'll put it on the Facebook page because she's amazing. And it was her favorite word, and it means to like rise to the surface, to rise above and to reclaim your sovereignty. But it also means like water, river, moving water, across many different languages, from like Maori to Hawaiian to like Dutch, like lots of European languages. So yeah, it was, once I found the word, I was like, yes.
Oh, wonderful. Beautiful. Yeah, and what else? I'm very intrigued about what's going to happen. I mean, I know is that I'm playing, my band's playing, but what other musical acts are there going to be?
I've been given the privilege to kind of curate the music, and it was quite overwhelming at first because I'm an artist myself, so I was like, man, who would I want to choose? And it was so cool to be given the freedom to just choose like really eccentric and versatile artists. I didn't want like just one genre or just one type of sound. So like there's Bad Crop and a band called Stay Foolish. They're part of the Grow Room. Bad Crop are kind of like rootsy conscious hip hop, and Stay Foolish will be complementing them with like their alternative rock sound. Then we've got Rizvan. He's of Tongan descent, and he brings kind of like a Tongan flavor to the hip hop community.
Sweet.
We've got Jara Raja. She's a spoken word poet and dancer. She's amazing. Like if you haven't checked her Grow Room session, go check that out. That's like just a little bit of a taste of what she's about. Oh, and
she's
stuff.
Stunning. She's just
out
stunning.
Of this world. And it's crazy because like she's actually away, but she comes back the night before. So she'll be here for like 2 days, and it just so happened she was here for that day, which was cool. And
that's
I've also been working with some poets from We're at the Frontline. They're youth poets from high schools all around New Zealand. And so I think one of the coordinators have chosen like three of those poets, and South Auckland Poets Collective also are coming through.
Really? Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's soccer awesome. Practice, of course.
Yeah, kia ora.
Third
Thanks
Eye,
for
of
having
course.
Us. Yes, Third Eye.
Who else? There's a couple more, but
Oh my gosh, it's gonna be such a fun day.
Yeah, it's gonna be beautiful.
That was kind of another idea behind the festival, like not to go on and on, but we really wanted to have like intergenerational artists represented. Like a lot of the times in the past, I feel like myself as a curator, I've kind of gravitated to working with people in my age bracket, and it was really important to bring in younger and older generations, so there's like a conversation that spans like many generations.
Yeah. Awesome.
I forgot to mention Lapis and Christoph Alcharinto are going to be playing as well, and they're going to be collaborating. I don't want to tell you too much, but it's got something to do with a canvas and a microphone and their music.
Oh, I love it.
All at the same time.
Yeah. I love it, and it's mysterious. Yeah. And if you want to see this, it's happening on the 19th of March at Queen's Wharf.
It's the last day of the summer, and it's the day before the autumn equinox. And we're going to have like food and music, immersive installations, performance, theater, dancing. It's totally free. We have no corporate sponsorship.
No corporate sponsorship, everybody.
Yeah.
This one's for the community.
And it's from 12 till 9.
And if you have a really big one the night before on a Saturday night, it's the perfect like hangover cure. Whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
It's going to solve all your problems. Like, check it out. The EA Festival. It's about EA. And if you want to check it out, get more information, you can find them on Facebook.
It's
and
EA Arts and Music Festival.
EA Arts and Music Festival. Thank you very much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.